Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And on the phone with us, I feel like it's going to get awkward when Alex brings up her one question I know she's dying to ask. It's Jay Muez. Hey, how's it going, Jay?
How you doing? Muez. I love it. I'm good.
Dude, yeah, I'm sorry. I have a weird Polish name and I butcher it all the time. I'm sorry about butchering that.
No, it's all good. I like it. It's better than Muez.
There you Muez. Go.
Yours, you have a little sexy tang to it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like to do.
Muez.
So you're going to be in Indy, actually, tonight and this weekend. You're going to be at Helium Comedy Club. And Porkchop, you were there just last weekend and you had a good time. It's a pretty cool place.
Yeah, I was there last weekend to see Drew Lynch. And it was, cool place, and he was awesome. And I was thinking of getting tickets to tonight's show, possibly. There's a show at 7:30 and 10, and then there's two shows tomorrow night at 7:30 and 10. Is that right, Jay?
That is correct.
What are some things that you might disagree with your wife as far as, like, raising kids?
Your wife is an absolute dime.
Oh, nice. A dime. You're silly.
Now, that can come from Alex. It comes from me. It's like, what'd you say about my wife?
No. I mean, I like it. The term dime is, usually it's like someone might say 10 or something, but I like dime. It's good.
Yeah, as long as you don't say nickel,
piece.
We're good.
That's what you're saying, a dime piece.
Yep.
Yes. I like it.
When I was in high school, my one of the prerequisites to dating my high school sweetheart was I had to watch Mallrats. I had never seen it. And so my boyfriend, I remember him making me come over and watching that movie because it was his favorite movie.
It's nice. You know, we've even doing these shows, you know, it's like I do the meet and greets at some of them. Afterwards, you know, people will say like, hey, you know, this is how I sort of gave a test to some of the girls I dated. And you know, if they said no, they didn't like this movie, then it wasn't even happening. And then there was one couple who said, like, they watched it on their first date. Like, they were talking about it on social media, the movies, and that's what got them to start talking. And then they, like, met up and went and saw it, like, watched the movie together, and then they were, like, married now and stuff. So, I don't know. I love hearing that stuff. It's sweet, you know?
Yeah.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. I'm going to try this again and hope I don't look like an ass. On the phone with us, Jay Muez. Did I get it right that time?
No.
Son of a
but
bitch!
Again,
who wrote
awesome.
This out? I can't.
And
I can't.
Sexy. It's Muez. Muez like Mew.
Mew like in Pokemon. Mew and Mewtwo.
Jay, as you can tell, I don't have to try to impress you and tell you that I'm very illiterate. But it's written out here.
No,
like,
I love the name.
You know what would work for me? If it said like Jay, then it's like M-U-S-E, like Muez the band. Then I would have nailed it.
Yeah.
Hi, Jay. I wrote out the pronunciation of it too, like phonetically, and he still can't get it. So
listen, guys, I struggle with English and reading. I might be dyslexic. I don't know. I try my best.
No, dude, I just thought that you knew how to say it, but you just wanted to throw some sexy into it. So. Again, I love it.
All right. Hey, now I was wondering here, I saw this. I'm wondering what it's like. I used to always play like Xbox online and I'd play like Call of Duty and I'd get my ass kicked by like little 8-year-old kids swearing and saying words that I won't even say. But I at least seen you. I don't know if you're still doing it. Do you still play like Fortnite online and like Facebook Live it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm still streaming for Facebook and yeah, I love it, man. I'm hoping, you know, it's been a year. So like I had a contract and I was like sort of exclusive with them and I'm just waiting to see what the plan is for if they're going to sign me up again. But but this month is my last month. I mean, until they say what's going to happen. But yeah, I love it, man. I'm hoping I can continue to do it because it's so fun.
Do you ever get like an argument with anybody on the headset? Because these kids talk trash. Do you get that? Because I always get trash talk.
Oh, totally. But no, usually not on my headset because usually the only people joining the lobby are people like that want to join that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, jump in and go, hey, man, what can I play? Do you mind? And I love you. You know, I love your stuff or I love this game, whatever it is. But on my comments in the stream, I'll definitely get a ton of kids being like, you're trash. You know, you're a noob.
Have you ever played on like Twitch or do you exclusively do Facebook Live?
Facebook, because Facebook asked me first. But yeah, a lot of people ask why I don't play on Twitch.
Right.
Or Mixer or something. But yeah, no, Facebook, when they started their gaming channel, they asked me if I'd be part of it. So, see, I'm like exclusive to Facebook right now. But like I said, my month is up, and I'm waiting to see if they're going to sign me again, or if not, then we'll see if I'm going to do Twitch or whatever else. So we'll see.
You'll be a free agent out there. Somebody will take you.
I hope.
Are there any other celebrities that you've played with?
I did like a collaboration with Harley Morenstein from Epic Meal Time and stuff. I don't know if you know who he is. He was in a couple of Kevin's movies, Yoga Hosers and Tusk and stuff. But no, that's about it right there, is those two. And then a couple of famous gamers that, you know, like I went to PAX and played on with Facebook, you know, with a couple of their gamers that are, you know, I mean, at this point, gamers are huge. So I guess a couple of the gamers I played with were pretty big.
Dude, yeah, I mean, you could be like a freaking millionaire being a video game player. They're now saying it's becoming a high school sport, which blows my mind. I actually might have been able to get my varsity jacket if that was still the case. Hey, Jay, I had a question for you real quick. Producer Porkchop, he's actually from New Jersey, and you're from there too, right? Where are you from in New Jersey?
Central Jersey. Like, I'm actually from Highland, very close to Asbury Park and Red Bank. A lot of people don't know, or exit 109.
Dude, okay. I'm from exit 129 off of 287. Yeah, like near, I'm off 287, like near New Brunswick and Piscataway. Like, I grew up there 22 years.
All right, you guys can't be buddies, Porkchop. That's too much distance. But my question, Jay, that whole point bringing up is, being from New Jersey, like if I was to go to New Jersey, maybe your town or just the state, what's one thing somebody would check out? Whether it's like a place to get food or see music, just something that you love about New Jersey.
Pork, egg, and cheese. Yeah, I mean, there was a place in my town called Katz's that makes the great pork oil, egg, and cheese. Mm. Oh, my God. Taylor ham and cheese, some people call it, too. But
yeah.
Yeah, pork roll's really good. I got a good spot where I'd get some.
Dang, that sounds so good. Well, I want to thank you for coming on. I want to thank you for not hanging up over the fact that I could actually not speak and say your last name, but it is Jay Muse. See, right there, boom, banging it out.
Yes.
I love it.
Or I'm trying to say it sexier. I don't know how to, though. I'm losing my sexy.
Either way works for me, though. But no, thank you very much, man. And if you get a chance, come to one of the shows, though.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah, make sure you check out Jay. Going to be at Helium Comedy Club. What are the times again tonight, Porkchop?
7:30 and 10 tonight and tomorrow night.
Cool. Jay, thank you so much. And if people want to check you out, what's the best thing? Social media, website?
All three social media. Jay Muse, JYMEWES on my Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Awesome.
And then the stream's on Facebook, so definitely check that out.
Awesome. Hey, Jay, thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you didn't get much sleep, but we really do appreciate it and look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thank you, man. See you later. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.